Where does Hillary Clinton stand on the various issues related to Social Security? Does she agree with former President Bush that Social Security is going bankrupt, or with former Texas Governor Rick Perry that it is a Ponzi scheme? Is she in favor of taxing benefits or raising the retirement age to 70, as has been proposed by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie? Alternatively, does she agree with the populist wing of the Democratic Party that the cap on the payroll tax should be removed and the total level of benefits should be raised? If you ever run into her on the campaign trail, please ask her. Back in 2005, as soon as President Bush was reelected, he presented a scheme to Congress to partially privatize Social Security. Anyone under the age of 55 would have some of their payroll tax payments diverted to buy a portfolio of stocks. The prediction was that the stocks would do better than the returns built into the current Social Security system, and retirees in the future would have larger nest eggs to draw on. That would more than compensate for the reduced Social Security payments caused by the diversion of payroll taxes. In fact, of course, what Bush was asking was for future retirees to trade in their Social Security guarantees for the lottery ticket of the stock market. Having seen what happened when the dot-com bubble burst in 2000, people took one look at the Bush proposal and reacted negatively. A bill never made it out of committee. 10 years later, politicians are reviving the same old mantra that Social Security will not be there for the younger generation and that it needs to be fixed, either through privatization, reduced benefits for higher income recipients, or increases in the retirement age. Hillary Clinton has spoken out against privatization, but at times in the past, she has not been as certain about things like raising the retirement age. Means-testing Social Security benefits has often been considered by Democrats. Some of us may remember that the Obama administration floated a proposal to change the rate at which Social Security payments are increased. Currently, the Consumer Price Index is used to increase benefits every year. But the Obama proposal was to use a lower rate of increase, which over time, of course, would have led to significant benefit cuts for long-lived retirees. What is encouraging these days is that many Democrats, not yet Hillary Clinton, have stopped playing defense raise Social Security and started demanding that benefits be increased and that the increased revenue be raised by removing the cap on taxable payrolls. Currently, only $118,000 of wage, salary, or proprietor's income is subject to the payroll tax. That means that an accountant earning $118,000 and a professional athlete earning $18 million pay the exact same amount in Social Security taxes. Removing the cap will raise significant revenue. Some of that revenue could then be used to raise the benefits for lower-income workers, to guarantee, for example, that everyone who has paid into the system for 30 years will receive a pension sufficient to lift that individual out of poverty. The significant reduction in coverage by private defined benefit pensions has increased the insecurity of many workers, making Social Security the only guaranteed resource for post-retirement income. The third leg of the retirement support stool, private savings, are woefully inadequate. According to a survey conducted by Bankrate.com, more than one-third of all working-age adults haven't managed to save any money toward retirement. Thus, increasing the Social Security payout to low-income workers is an important substitute for the absence of defined benefit plans and the inability of many to put away enough money. So, is Hillary Clinton in agreement with the populist wing of her party? Please pressure her to answer that question.